your shell, Dr. Tar.
This is Professor Feather.
This is the Midnight. I'm sad that they're going to destroy Sapporo because no more beer for Tar. Gadfly.
God damn it.
This is Dr. Attack of Head. And you are experiencing... fellow inmates, we are going to be talking about Gamera 2. Attack of Legion, or Advent of Legion, or Invasion of Legion. Either way, there's a whole bunch of monsters coming after Gamera, and they're all called Legion. This is the second of the Heisei trilogy. It came out in 1996, starring or directed by the same guy, has a lot of the same cast as the first one. This movie has a really tight continuity with the first movie, or the entire trilogy does, actually. And special effects by Shinji Higuchi. Who's a big name. And Shusuke Kaneko, the director, did Gamera 3, did Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah, did a lot of the tokusatsu films. Gamera 2, it takes place a year after Gamera, Guardian of the Universe, and then we have a meteor that lands in Hokkaido. And when investigated, these insects come out of this meteor. And then at the same time, we have these shortages going on with the electrical grid. And telecommunications and things like that. And we're going to find out that this is this alien spore that's going to be infecting and growing. And that's what causes the problems. But I don't want to give it all away. So let's turn it over. Midnight Gadfly. Mm-hmm. You just watched these movies, and I know you said you remember everything about them. Let's hear a little bit. What do you think about Gamera 2?
I think one of the things I like is, again, nostalgia, because I watched these with my son when they came out. You know, I had them on DVD, and so we would watch them. And I enjoyed them then, and I also enjoyed the fact that they stuck with practical effects. You know, in a time that they could have gone with CGI and all that kind of stuff, which to me was, it was kind of, you know, it was fun. It was well done with the practical effects as far as a Toho film is concerned. You know, so I liked all of
this
that.
This is not Toho.
Okay.
This is Dai.
Okay. Toho-esque, you know, effects. There we go. I am still always baffled by Gamera. Like, he is one of the most baffling of the kaiju to me.
He really is. Just
because I'm like, he's not really a turtle. He's got jets coming out of everywhere, and then he sucks shit in. That was my favorite part, is when
he
sucked all
kids.
He sucked all the oxygen in from the spore and then spit a fireball at it, and I'm like, well, didn't they just say don't do that because they're going to ruin Sapporo? You know, it's going to like blow up in a 4-mile radius. But then I'm like,
Gamera,
oh, I didn't
care.
Well, Gamera, no, he didn't, because he sucked all the oxygen. That was what was going to happen. There was so much oxygen So the when he did that, I thought that was really cool, and I liked the two characters, the girl and the guy that was figuring stuff out, you know, as to, you know, what the
Colonel
radius. Well, no, the geeky dude with the glasses.
Oh, okay.
And then the woman who was like, when they was that the one where they going
like
for
those
the
three?
They go, yeah, when they go in for the autopsy, and that fucking whatever, that mortician is just sitting there poking at it, and it's doing stuff, and then he's cutting into it.
I think it's that
it
guy from Tetsuo. To be honest with you, doesn't it look like the doctor from Tetsuo that was like? I guess I, you know, this, anyway, whatever. But it looks like him.
But I think that's the problem with for me with these movies is they're not always very cohesive for me. Like there's bits and pieces that I remember and that I get involved in, and then there's this bigger story that I don't know. It just doesn't play out in the way that I'm used to, especially after seeing Shin Godzilla, where the bureaucracy and all of that kind of stuff kind of tie in a lot. Where this is kind of all over the place, you know, where watching the people that we're trying to follow through this, but then we have the bureaucracy, and I don't know. It's probably just me too, you know, not being able to focus.
Right, Dr. Tarr.
No, I like this. I thought this was a really nice follow-up to the first one. It was just... But this is like the monster versus monster movie. I mean, but I like the story. You were talking about the story and stuff. I thought it kind of... It could stand alone, but it's not. And there's a connection with it, you know, with the mm-hmm. stone and the psychic and all that stuff.
The concept of mana.
Yeah, that's where you kind of get the connection of why
right.
the monster's doing this stuff.
Why are these things happening?
You know, it's yeah. not so much people, but it's, you know, he's programmed to do this.
It's a very Shinto kind of thing. It's that the right. is the flow of life.
It is
the kami, the natural really flow is. Of order. And when it's disturbed,
he's a giant yokai.
Because it's a protector, right, a protector spirit. Just like we see in GMK 5 years later, 4 years later, where you see Godzilla.
They tried to reinvent Godzilla.
King Ghidorah, right, where Godzilla's the enemy and Mothra, King Ghidorah. You know, those are
but they were all spirits,
protector spirits.
Too.
Yeah, protector spirits. So
yeah, but I just felt mana handled.
Yeah. Well, we see Gamera also get some new powers in this movie that we see because the costume's different, but they also kind of make him give
a little bit
change to flight. Well, they give him those fins like a sea turtle.
Yeah,
right. And he can glide.
I love
with,
that. I thought that
you know?
Was cool.
Yeah, because that's one thing I loved about him as a kid, the fact that, you know, that he could breathe fire, but he had jets. I'm like, how cool. And it reminded me of the Bugs Bunny cartoon that where he was racing the turtle, and the turtle had a little jet engine in his shell. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, it's just like that. It made perfect sense to me that Gamera would have that. You know, oh, yeah, it's kind of silly. Professor Feather.
What?
Present.
Yes. your thoughts, Gamera 2.
Gamera 2.
Fun.
It looked pretty good. No, I'm really trying to kind of gather my thoughts on it. Because I don't have a lot of them. So I'm going through my mind trying to think about this movie, and I'm going, yeah, I like the Legion concept. I like that. To be absolutely honest, it's just another Gamera movie to me. It's just nothing. There's nothing special about this movie whatsoever. As
this
far
movie
as
was set up for the fight.
As far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. you know, it's like watching every other Gamera movie. It really is. You know, the quality is a little different, and you know, the cinematography is a little better. The crypto fascist theme works really pretty good. You know, in this movie especially, but it works throughout all three of them. You know, the whole socio-political.
I kind of like the story that pulled it through.
You know?
I mean, it was just.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, I like the idea of Legion. I thought that was a really good concept. I liked all of that. That interested me more than the Gamera
right.
fight stuff mm-hmm. and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just didn't seem it there again. It just seemed like a normal Gamera movie, like you know, mm-hmm. not part of this. Because the first one and the last one are
almost like a standalone.
Less kid-centric. It's less kid-centric. It's definitely the themes are a little more handled more towards an older audience, even though there are those yeah. scenes where the kids are present. It's definitely it's kind of like what DC, we're going to jump genre here, DC, like with their Elseworlds, or and they started doing the more the adult content with like Sandman and Shade and Changing mm-hmm. Man. You know, they were like anticipating like, hey, those readers that we had 10, 20, 30 years ago, they might want something a little more substantial. So I kind of look at those like that as well.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
a little bit more in that, you know, so it still has those nods, but they're pushing it a little differently. And,
yeah.
and they're really doing a lot of the world building, because we see the one character in all three movies at different states of success and failure.
Yeah.
And we see him now, he's kind of down on his luck, and or he's devoted to a different, like, he's working in the beer factory, right? You know, going from a detective.
A security guard.
Security
Sapporo!
Guard.
Yeah. Sapporo!
Yeah, Sapporo. Right. And I love the setup of the creatures. Like, what are they eating? Like, at first, like, it doesn't make any sense. And you realize, oh, they're absorbing all this, like, silica.
Silicon.
Yeah,
which is
a great, because this is an alien species, and then it's the doing all this, cool. absorbing all this energy and pulling in all this stuff to create this environment, and so that it can recreate itself. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the simple of it at all.
Yep.
That's reproduction. That's
and how. Goal. Yeah, and their mode of transportation between the planets.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
A big
I've read about that before. What was that? Yeah.
You know,
until you explode. Having enough force, you could. Yeah, I thought that was cool.
As long
shit.
As you can get out of the orbit, you're fine.
Electromagnetic like stuff. They kind of explained all their little nuances that they had.
Well, yeah. I don't think two doesn't have its place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just doesn't. It's just not one of my favorites of the three. It continues the continuity. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all of that mm-hmm. tremendously. It just didn't grab me like the other two.
Sure.
Yeah, well, it's more of a straight on monster fight.
Yeah, it is.
You're focused more on the monsters than you are
on
the other characters and stuff at the time.
Yeah.
But and the first time I saw this,
it's still really fucking well done. So
it is well done. And Higuchi's effects are really great. I mean, for the budget they have. What I liked so much about it when I first saw it, I didn't like it as much. I thought, and we had a dark copy, so that could have been part of it. Like, I just wasn't getting all of it. But it was also very similar to I saw what we see a year before that in Godzilla versus Destoroyah. I mean, here we have another Legion-like monster, because Destoroyah does that too. It breaks down into the Destoroyah. So we were seeing scenes that were kind of borrowed.
Yeah,
from that. Yeah,
I thought the same thing.
But except these effects are better. And I wonder if they're like saying, "Hey, we can do that but better." And on half the budget.
At least they didn't use like Bandai models strapped to it.
But I do love the Legion. But it does remind me a lot of the bugs from Starship Troopers. As well, that very kind of similar kind of design when they're the small ones before it turns into the big.
But saying that, I like the designs. Going back to the design, they eat silica, so of course they would have that angular crystallian type body structure.
It would make sense, yeah.
Right, and being in space, I like the idea that it's like air pressure that moves them. That creates their. Yeah, and the idea they can manipulate a magnetic field and stuff like that their transmissions and all that stuff. Yeah, I like the concept there, the design and well thought out mm-hmm. alien mm-hmm. for this monster. I thought that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And the subway scene, by the way, stand out.
The subway scene's great. Yeah, I love these because I got to watch Dr. Tar's son came over to hang out with my son, and that's all they did was watch Gamera and Godzilla movies, and they were up till like 5 o'clock in the morning, and they were, what were they, like 7 years old or 8 years old something at the time, and they loved it, man. Like, I don't stay up late, so I would just hear them giggling or just talking about stuff, out in the living room while I'm like,
yeah, here's your popcorn, shut up.
Yeah. No, it's fun. Then I get up because I get up early. I get up at 5:30 or 6, and they're just fucking sprawled in the living room.
TV snow.
The TV's still got Godzilla, or it's got, Godzilla. But Gamera was one, because we had Gamera, and we had a bunch of them that we were, Finn, my son, was collecting all of that stuff, and just loved it. That was a lot of fun.
No, they're fun movies.
Yeah, and coming off of, the Gamera series was always way cheaper than the Godzilla. Always looked cheaper looking. The effects are not nearly as good. Mm-hmm. I loved them as a kid, especially Jaeger, because I wanted to be in the submarine, and I wanted to help Gamera so Gamera could be my friend.
Which is, by the way, a couple of
I was like totally
movies.
Buying into that. Just like, Gamera knows me,
Can I go back to this? The one with Jaeger.
Yeah.
I remember seeing this as like one of those 4 o'clock fucking movies, and they still had it when I saw it. You know that scene where they're trying to explain what Jaeger is?
Oh, God.
And then they go back and they have that. They're showing some film, and then they show like some veterinarian cutting up a parasitic. What was it?
An elephant trunk.
Elephant trunk.
Yeah, with
it's like
worms.
All these fucking big fucking worms. Oh. Yeah, and it was obviously real. It was not fake. I was
and they were
so
like,
gross.
I'm like, wow, fuck me. That's what's inside a Gamera? Shit.
Yay, kids.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Oh
no,
my God.
Yeah, no, it was great. I love those. But this movie, or you know, this series, they definitely have the nods to that series, but it's definitely taking it in more of a serious direction, an adult direction, which I appreciate too, you know, being older.
Oh, no, I really like that.
But you know, I didn't like it the first time I saw it, like through, but then when I watched it again recently, I'm like, wow, this is actually a much better movie than I recalled it being. Mm-hmm. I loved the alien connection, and I was really paying attention to those things and just kind of appreciating it for what it is. And, you know, it's 30 years old now.
The explanation of the I think that's what I really liked about it. It was like kind of it's more of a mystery type thing. It was mm-hmm. you weren't so much into the characters, but it was definitely, like I said, it was definitely a monster on monster, but it was like explaining exactly what it is. Threat, and then all of a sudden you have Gamera trying to rebuke all that, you know, alien threat,
right? That whole kind of protector spirit thing, and
I know it's all the same shit, but
it's very again, well. Very Shinto. yeah, well, they're pushing that, so they're trying to create an explanation that just other than randomly monsters appear. You know, they're trying to create some sense.
Gamera likes kids.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He still feels the need, but we also see him progress because the connection between Gamera and Asagi is severed. You know, because she the charm she has kind of breaks when Gamera revives after being thought to be left for dead, and
so now he's rogue.
Yeah, so he's you know, right, Gamera minus one.
Was it this movie where they had I might be confused, the Gamera graveyard under sea?
I think that was three.
Is that three? Okay.
I think.
Which is awesome because it shows you how it kind of...
I think you're right.
seamless, you know.
But anyway, yeah, it just just reminded me that.
Yeah, like there were other ones beforehand, you know, other attempts, other versions, you know, just a long
beta
line.
Models or whatever they were.
Yeah.
Well, I think the storytelling in this was really well done, too, because when they first introduce Gamera coming out of the water, you know, and they can't hear, there's no, you know, like everything has been shut down where the seed pod is. And then all of a sudden it comes back on and they're like, Gamera. And I didn't know it was Gamera because I didn't recognize it. It just looked like a big glowing saucer, you know, because he's spinning and doing all that stuff. And I'm like, I didn't know what the fuck that was. I'm like, what is this now? You know? And then they're like, it's Gamera. And I'm like, what? That's Gamera? You know? And then, you know,
Apparently, you have not seen the 60s ones.
Yeah, really?
No, I have. I just didn't make that connection. You
he
know
spends
what I mean?
A lot more effectively looking in this
oh,
one.
Oh, he does.
He sprays blood. Yeah, those like you the can fire kind of believe really
it,
cool.
Especially like there's like some scenes where he de-accelerates and he stops. Yeah, it's kind of.
Well, you see the fins grow out as when he flies down, when he meets
the unbelievable
Legion, when the helicopters are trying to take off, which is a great scene, by the way. Yeah. Really, really done well. The models are really gorgeous. We've got a forced perspective, you know, which is really cool. A lot of point of view shots from the ground. But you see his arms really kind of flatten out and take on those like sea turtle fins as he's gliding down, and then it kind of converts back with the elbow spikes. Yeah,
isn't this also the one that where the with the absurd scene of the two girls that are calling, one's calling her father, saying, "Yeah, we're still gonna go. It's okay. It's gonna be safe. You always worry." there's a fucking kaiju that's coming.
Oh, they're taking off from the helicopter. Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're gonna be fine. It's Gamera.
The one's got the skis or whatever, and she's just like, "Yeah, we'll be fine. It's it's."
He's trying.
Dad, you always worry.
Feel a little better. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I just thought. Yeah, I'm like, this is absurd. So. But it was that was a point where I couldn't connect things. I think I must have missed something, or I don't know. You know, it's just,
Oh, you should go back. Yeah, go back and look.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway,
they're really trying to build up this a little bit larger of a world in a way that it's all connected and makes sense.
A little more detail.
Why these things are happening over Japan, and so it makes sense and giving rationale for.
I did appreciate that throughout the movie. They kept saying that it's just like why Japan all the time.
Yeah, like, they eating all this manna. We see a new weapon in Gamera this time too, because we see he's taking in all the essence, and we'll see this also
Earth energy
as a theme. Like where the kids are cheering Gamma on, and he kind of almost hears that in the Showa series, and we'll see that in the fourth movie. It's a separate movie, Gamma the Brave. We also see that, which we should probably maybe talk about sometime, where kids are kind of helping revive or you know Gamma, and so he's pulling in all this mana from people all over the place, and then develops this new chest cannon, this plasma cannon, and that's what destroys Legion.
Didn't Tar and Feather do a Gamera movie?
Guron, yes.
War of the Monsters. Knifehead.
War of the Monsters.
Yeah,
that's Gamera, right?
Yes.
Gamera versus Guron, right?
I like that
movie. Where he did the gymnastics flip.
Yeah. Yes. So it's so much fun. I mean, and like some of the design, like for the aliens or whatever they are, is really cool. And then what's that like blade headed monster? Yeah.
That's Giron.
That's Giron. Giron.
Yeah. The Ginsu. Giron the Ginsu.
Ginsu. If you get to see the Japanese version, there's a space gauss and then he cuts him up like
in little pieces.
Sushi
Yeah.
And it's like blue it's on the inside.
It's hilarious. I remember
oh, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Oh, the very first time we saw that, because neither of us had ever seen it, we got the Japanese version from Video Daikaiju. We're watching it. And here comes Space Gauss. Like, oh, it's Gauss. And he spray painted silver, you know, but they took the same costume, painted it silver. Now he's Space Gauss. And Giron just starts slicing him. And I'm thinking, he's got that big knife for a head. Like, are we going to see Gauss?
And it's like these little stakes.
Then, chops, like a half a second later, flies off. Chop point, you know. Oh yeah, it cooks him up in a Fred Flintstone size.
I kind of burn when I was a little kid. I was like, "What the?"
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so great.
It's one of my favorite Tar and Feather episodes. You know, only because I like that movie.
It's Gamera.
It's just a fun movie. And I'm going to tell you, ever since I was a kid, I just could not. I'm like, what the fuck is with Gamera? I'm just like, this is so absurd. Why is it popular? Why does it, catch on? And I still, to this day, I'm looking at it going, this is ridiculous. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, except there's one turtle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they were being inclusive of Western audiences, which is why they had an American kid in there. A couple of the episodes. Right. These were children
released on TV.
Children of like people who were servicemen and who could speak both languages. So they could speak Japanese as well. So Carl Craig is one of them. He came to G-Fest a couple times.
He was in what? Varus?
Virus, maybe? Yeah, Virus.
Varus?
Yeah, I think so. Who was in Jiger? I don't know. Is he in Jiger as well? I can't tell him.
But I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway.
Fucking nerds.
So they did anticipate that a little bit because they wanted that American kid in there.
Nerd out.
No, for me, it didn't matter. It was like the Godzillas.
They're both under the table going, oh,
I know.
G-Fest.
Pass the sock, man.
Where's my G-sock?
That being said, I love watching you guys nerd out. I really do. I'm just saying. It's you're just talking, and I'm like going, what the fuck are they talking about?
You know
about?
What's weird? You know what's weird? I'm like really like restraining speaking another language too. I'm really restraining myself.
Don't restrain yourself, man. Let's hear it.
No,
that's funny.
Because you have one other person in the group that actually understands what you're talking about. So that's all you need.
Yeah. You know, for me, when I was a kid, it didn't matter. It was a monster movie was a monster movie. I was really drawn because I liked Turtles, for one. And I liked the models and the effects, and the monsters were outrageous. And seeing a monster bleed, even though it was a gallons of blue paint. Now, there's something about Gamera. The fact that he was a friend to all children or that all kind of thing, but that you're definitely part of it, having that kind of sense of protector or a friend like a monster. But I was like the only kid who liked monster movies, really, that I knew. You know, so, but it was the same kind of escapism that I would watch when I'd watch a Godzilla movie, you know?
Yeah. Yep. I guess my fondness for Gamera, this is like one of the first movies I ever saw on Big Chuck and Little John. I mean, like when I discovered both of them, pretty much. you know, and it was just like, you know, so that kind of had a little bit. So I started watching, you know, like 4 o'clock movies. They started showing Cameron, you know, I would watch them, you know, at the time, you know, and think, oh, this is pretty fucking stupid. And along with, you know, Johnny Sacco. But later on, I kind of, you know, you kind of get a little, yeah, I kind of liked them now, especially now that I got cleaned up on Blu-ray and shit. They look actually really kind of cool.
Well, I don't know if Professor Feather doesn't remember. He might remember this. We used to get giant boxes that we would sit in while we watched Godzilla movies. That was our thing, and we would draw like our space panels and stuff on the inside with markers. So my brother and I would just sit there, and that was always like we would literally, if a big box came around that we could get fit into, we would save it until like TV Guide said, "We got Godzilla week," or we got Godzilla month, or whatever it was. And we would just sit in those boxes and we'd have our snacks and we would watch this. And it was the That's best, cool. you know?
That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of boxes, do you ever remember getting a refrigerator box?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes. Oh, yeah. That's the ultimate. Anyway. Okay. Back to Gamera.
We used to get the boxes, those brand new, the new cars came in. Those were huge. Gamera.
Friends
of all children. What I do like, we have the continuing the attention to detail as far as the continuity, I think, is really, really wonderful. Yeah. We see mostly like Tokyo Tower, which is still destroyed. A year later, they haven't built it. You know, and they're still working on rebuilding because, hey, guess what? A lot of stuff was damaged during the fight with the Gauss. You know, like, you know, they're still kind of rebuilding. You'd think they would be able to get Tokyo Tower done before that, but well, then the movie came out a year later. But this literally is very
it's supposed to be soon. Like 3 years later or something like that.
Was it 3 years? Okay.
Oh no, that's
I don't think. Sorry. Yeah,
that's Iris.
That's the next movie.
Iris is 3 years after
this
one.
Yes.
Yeah, which we will talk about on the next episode of Unsane Radio. Yeah, and I love that. And we have the character who was the assistant detective who now is working at the Sapporo beer, you know, as a night guard. And, you know, just seeing the things,
love that character.
Through one person, we see how monsters really affect people. And we're going to see a lot more of that in the next one. There's so much more of that point of view. And I
think kind of getting the spiritual thing, it seems to really be following dark. Him, too. You know, if he's going to go this, it's like for some reason he happens to be there every time to witness this shit. And, you know, he doesn't even know. It's like, what the
He was trying to get away from him, thinking, this is Sapporo. Yeah. I'll go here.
He's a man in canister.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a mana of the people.
That's right.
Man of the people, yes.
Nice.
I've been waiting to throw that one out there.
Torvald and Gamera at it again. That's Torvald's the doll's house. I can't remember though who's in the Man of the People. All right. Well, you know, any last thoughts on?
Yeah,
on
I got Gamera?
And it wasn't this movie.
Everybody dance.
I'm little Kenny. Boy, my shorts are short.
Nice.
Oh, whoa.
Yay.
Yeah, you guys want to watch me take a dump? Say!
Not in these shorts.
Meat shorts.
I've been mana handled.
It's almost like being in church. Bless me for these shorts of sin.
And you have been experiencing.
Friend of all children. Children.
Speaking of Gamera. UnsaneRadio.com. Speaking of Unsane Radio, you can find us on Facebook. TarnFeather.com. Tarn Feathers on YouTube. Somewhere.
For those of you in Pittsburgh, it's YunsTube.
YunsTube.
YunsTube. Yun's going down to YouTube.
That's it, Dr. Head. I'm spent.
And here's your sock.
And he lights up.
That's and the Heavy Metal Horror Podcast is on Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. And all your heavy horror, metal horror podcast needs are on the YouTubes and the Facebooks. Yes, sir. And We Freaks, WEEFREEKZ, a family-friendly webcomic, also on the Facebooks by our own very own Blue, BLEU Fez. John Boise.
Now I know it.
That's blue to you. That's blue to you.
Blue. Like the cheese.
Like blue, the cheese. Blue, blue,
blue. Blue, blue, if anyone can appreciate cheese, it was Blue Fez.
Blue Fez.
Blue, blue Fez.
Pass the bong. Pass the bong.
The best of bong. That's it. That's the episode. The best of bong.
I do like my movies blue.
Two blongs don't make her right.